Tell somebody close to you, I'm glad to see you here today. Come on, come on. Tell them, I'm glad to see you here today. Hold those Bibles up. Repeat after me. The only way that I can keep my way pure is to guard it according to this word. This word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Today, I will receive the word implanted, which is able to save my soul. Come on, let's get those notebooks out. Y'all ready to get to work? Craig is up here starting stuff. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. Somebody, y'all should write that at the top of your notes. Just make that a personal note to yourself. Because God. Not when God, becomes the greatest power, because God is. Because God is, not will be, not can be if he wants to, and because God is the greatest power, he shall never be defeated. That's good. I need somebody in here to recognize. Because, I mean, some of you, I know your circumstance. You need God to come through like right now. Yesterday. Anybody need a yesterday miracle? Don't get weary in well-doing now. In due season, you'll reap if you faint not. I promise. See, for some of you, God ain't moved yet because you weren't even to move your way. You wanted God to do it when you was comfortable and when it was easy. But when I read the word essence, I figured out that God waits until Pharaoh's behind you. He waits until you're surrounded. You can't go to your left and you can't go to your right. And the only way to your victory is in a miracle. So somebody ought to just be excited. Like, wait a minute. If I feel like this ain't gonna work, apparently, as Mother Megan would say, Megan McNeil, I call her Mother Megan. As Megan would say, I'm coming down with a miracle. Y'all know how y'all say y'all coming down with a cold? Yeah, I'm coming down with a miracle. I'm coming down with a miracle. Ooh, that's good to me. Come on, just tell the person, you don't know what they're going through. Just look at the one next to you and say, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. No, you don't understand. See, here's what I've noticed. It's going to be fine. Here's what I noticed. Bishop Desnick Touchstone, I noticed something. Jesus never cared how bad it was. It's never like Jesus said, ooh, this is a really big one here. He was just like, what's the problem? Do you want it? Do you want to be made whole? Then let's go on and do this then. So tell yourself, say, self, it's gonna be fine. It's apropos that we should say this because today I need to deal with the problem of immaturity. We still talking about patterns. But I need to whoop this immature devil. Let the immature devil know, don't come around here no more. Y'all ready for the word? Now, I'll get to Titus in a second, but get those pens out because you're going to need to do some writing. And Melita has been getting on me about putting most stuff on the screen. And she says she's trying to help y'all. I just need y'all to put your listening ears on. Bishop, you talk fast. Speed up your ears. Speed up your ears. Right. Orlando said y'all listening slow. Now, can anybody remember having a list of things in your life where you would say things like, I can't wait till I get older? Yes. Just me? I can't wait till I get older. I can't wait till I grow up. Yes. I had a list of things, you know, like, couldn't wait till I grew up to drive. Yes. Right? Yes. You get mad and you say stuff like, I can't wait to grow up where you can't tell me what to do. Yes. Right? Live on my own. Yes. We sounded so crazy. I can't grow up because watch this. When we were saying all of these things that we couldn't wait to grow up to do, actually none of that stuff had anything to do with the responsibility behind doing it. Like I never said, I can't wait to grow up to pay bills. I can't wait to grow up until the insurance is in my name. Nobody, I didn't say that. Or, I can't wait to grow up to when you go to the doctor, they tell you you gotta take vitamins. Yes. I wasn't thinking about taking vitamins. Huh? Watching my H1C, getting cholesterol screenings. I wasn't thinking about none of that. Men, I wasn't thinking about when I was young, prostate health. What you looking at me for? None of y'all ladies was talking about, I can't wait to grow up to get a mammogram. Yeah. Just can't wait. So excited about the mammogram. Huh? Just so, I can't wait till I need a colonoscopy. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. Nobody said that. Nobody. And it's interesting because all of those things, listen, belong to the mature. Oh, it's quiet. See, these actions are inevitable with growth and maturity. We want to live on our own, but don't want no bills when we get there. You don't want a curfew, but you also understand you need to get up for work. So what happens is growth or maturity puts a demand on your patterns. Now, before I go any further, write the word immature in your notes, please. Immature, because we say it all the time. You just immature. Write it down. The word immature literally means, Orlando, not fully developed. So an immature plant is not developed yet. An immature child has not developed yet. If something is immature, it's not fully developed. Now, you're writing it down, but I want you to understand what this means. It means that immaturity is never intended to be permanent. Quiet already. If immaturity means not fully developed, that means within the immature, development exists. Okay. Nova is not fully developed, but she will be. Did y'all catch that? So when we use immaturity as a derogatory, what we're really saying is your development and your age are at a mismatch. You should be further along now than where you are. Now, the hope is immaturity is not a permanent condition. It's never meant to be. However, when we celebrate immaturity, it can become permanent because in today's day and age, now the immature are put on pedestals as those who don't take that quiet, as those who don't play. Even immature leaders in the church, y'all walk with me. Immature leaders in the church, you know, when you got the preacher who wanna be mean and nasty from the pulpit, that's immature. But we say they don't play. So what we have done is we're celebrating the immature, like when you got the preacher who says, you know, I'm just keeping it real and he can't get through a sermon without cussing. That ain't funny. You're immature. You are not fully developed. You saying stuff to get a rise out of people, not understanding that you're hurting people. At some point, we got to grow up. Let me give you a few points before I get to my Titus text. One, immaturity stifles the reception of revelation. It's not on the screen. Y'all be okay. Everybody was waiting like, did you get it, Melita? No. Immaturity stifles the reception of revelation. If you're immature, it's just some stuff I can't say to you. That's good. Did you catch it? If you're going to be immature, you're going to stay there? And listen, that's not just me. That's also God. God is like, if you were just mature, I'd tell you what the problem is. But your immature, you're asking me for something that your maturity is keeping you from. You can't handle this. You keep telling me to fix it, but you're too immature to get the fix. Because God will say things like to you, oh, you want me to fix it? Okay, here's your problem. You. You. No, you're the problem. No, it's not me. See, they shouldn't have treated me like that. They treat you like that because, watch this, you elicit that response from people by your demeanor, which is still immature. Y'all with me? So immaturity stifles the reception of revelation. Number two, immaturity, or let me give it to you another way. Immature circles can cause you to feel great even when you're wrong. Excuse me? Listen. When you're around an immature circle, you're often the smartest person in the room, which means you're never stretched. Your immaturity is celebrated because everybody is just more immature than you. The third grader is brilliant in the preschool class. They are. The third grader is brilliant in the preschool class. I mean, they in there, they bigger than everybody. Okay. They put sentences together. And watch this. Because of their environment, they'll actually assume that they're the teacher. Y'all. Because can't nobody in here count but me. I'm about to teach you how to count. I assume the role of instructor because I'm surrounded by people who are not as mature as me. Even when I still need to be instructed. This is why Many of us never get a better circle because you don't like the truth about yourself. Number three. Maturity is the precursor to being a guide. Maturity is the precursor to being a guide. If you want to help somebody, you have to ask yourself the question, am I mature? Am I mature? Now, do not confine maturity to age, because you can be an old fool. You can. You can be an old fool. So don't confine maturity to age. Maturity is developmental. Amen. Maturity is developmental. Just before, it has to do with how long you've been around. Now, listen, your age should contribute to maturity. However, some people been sleeping at the wheel so long, they missed a bunch of stuff. They just missed it. They were sleeping at the wheel. Amen. And then if some of us are honest about our past, all we learned in our past was what not to do. And that's good, valuable information, but we just got to know, I'm not ready. Now, here's my thesis for today. Spiritual maturity is produced by spiritually mature patterns. Spiritual maturity is produced by spiritually mature patterns. Here's the rest of it. Residing in spiritually mature people. Y'all want it again? Spiritual maturity is produced by spiritually mature patterns residing in spiritually mature people. Y'all need it a third time? Speed your pens up. Spiritual maturity is produced by spiritually mature patterns residing in spiritually mature people. I did put that on the screen, just not all of it. There you go. That's this portion of it. Good job. All right, now, let me give you three pieces and then go ahead and start turning to Titus 2. One, start turning because it's going to take y'all a while. Godly or mature patterns must be taught. Godly or mature patterns must be taught. Now, here's the thing about being taught. You can be taught consciously or subconsciously. Put your child in front of the TV and never say anything to them, and the TV will take over. It will become their teacher. Where'd they get that from? I didn't teach them that. No, you did not teach them that, though. I didn't teach them that. Where do you get that from? Well, I got that from your inactivity. My behavior is the direct result in what you didn't say. Number two, godly patterns must be received. Because you can be in the presence of a godly pattern but not receive it because you don't like it. I don't like that pattern. I'm going to try it my way. I know what you said, but my way is better. How's it been working for you? I mean, let's be honest. Because many of us, we don't want to do what God has called us to do the way God has called us to do it. And we really, truly believe sometimes that we can do it our way. God has an amazing way of showing you that your way don't work. Number three, godly patterns must be passed down. So godly patterns must be taught, they must be received, they must be passed down. Do y'all have those three? All right, let's look at Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Now I'm going to read it all, and it's going to take me weeks to get through Titus 2. And I'm fine with it. Because I'm only going to teach on one of these words today. Just one. Probably not the one y'all want me to, but it's going to be fine. Older men are to be temperate. Jesus, Lord. Dignified. Sensible. I need y'all to understand, temperate literally means restrained in conduct, self-control, and level-headed. Dignified literally means worthy of respect. And sensible means, watch this, careful consideration for responsible action. That's the avoidance of extremes. Don't write them down, because I ain't teaching on none of them three words today. That's not even what I need to deal with. Sound in faith, Lord have mercy. In love, in perseverance. I said it's going to take me weeks. Just ready yourselves. Older women. What's that next word? Come on, ladies. Don't y'all. When I said men, y'all was like, amen. This text is equal opportunity. Older women. What's that next word? Are to be reverent in their behavior. Not malicious gossips. You know, women are just catty, and this is what we do. That's sin, okay? Nor enslaved to much wine. Teaching. Please understand that while that word wine there is practical, telling them not to get drunk, I need y'all to understand, I'm trying my best, Jesus. I am. Please understand, being enslaved to wine is being enslaved to any intoxicant. So your wine might not be Merlot. It might be Real Housewives. Any intoxicant. Don't talk to me. Because some of y'all took enslaved to wine and said, no, not me. I barely touched this stuff. Can't remember the last time I had a glass. Yeah, but you're still enslaved to the TV. It's your intoxicant. Okay. Teaching what is good. So that, verse 4, so that they may encourage the young. Verse 4, so that they may encourage the young. I can't encourage the young if I'm immature. If I ain't got it, I ain't gonna teach you right to love their husbands. No wonder the divorce rate is high. To love their children. To be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind. Oh, I need to, yes, Lord, I hear you. That's the problem. This book trying to enslave the women. Don't want me to have a job. You want me to work at the house. Let me tell you something. Let me help you. Let me help the saints in here. Let me help the saints. This is not, if you study the women of the scripture, they ran enterprises out of their house. I mean enterprises. This is for y'all too, brothers, because you want the lady to stay at home, but you don't want her to be the CEO. She had maids. She had to keep schedules. She had fields to tend to. She had crop rotation. Y'all not in here. She had to make candles. If the candles wasn't made, they couldn't even get light in the house. She had to make sure that she had kept back enough if the hunt was bad, that she would still feed them. She had to make sure that when the husband went out, he would actually have a coat to wear when it was cold. Because if he went out and he got cold and he got sick, she would have to hunt. But watch this. God didn't make the woman's body to hunt. Oh, y'all looking at me real funny? Go ahead, do some medical studies. What you will find is that the immune system of a woman is stronger than the immune system of a man. Because, watch this, God designed the woman to be able to be close to a sick child, but be able to, watch this, nurse them back to health without automatically getting sick. The man, on the other hand, was not, because watch this, we don't nurse, brothers. So we have to be able to be, the women had to be able to be healthy while they nursed and not get sick while they were nursing. God is good like that. However, I'm not being chauvinist. I'm just talking anatomy. And watch this. The man's physical form heals quicker than a woman. So if you cut a man on his finger and cut a woman on her finger, the man's cut will heal faster because when he goes out to hunt the wildebeest, he might get scratched in the thicket. He needs his cut to heal. You need your immune system to heal. So that the word of God, I'm not even teaching these words, Craig. So that the word of God will not be dishonored. When we don't get it right, you're dishonoring the word. You're defaming Jesus. Verse 6. Likewise urge. What's that first word? See, brothers, I told you it was equal opportunity. Likewise urge the young men to be what? Sensible. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity and doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame. Here it is, having nothing bad to say about us. Go back to verse 2. Let me get to the words I'm trying to teach. Verse 2. Older men. Go to verse 3. Older women. Go back to verse 2. Older men. Go to verse 3 one more time. Older women. Go back to verse 2. The word older there in the Greek does not simply mean old in age. I'm only going to teach on older today. Because, watch this. If the source of the water is contaminated, everyone who drinks it will be sick. The word older means mature. But here's the thing. Lord have mercy. The synonym in the Greek, Bishop Desmond Daphne, is ambassador. Ambassadors are to be temperate. Male ambassadors are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love and perseverance. Go to verse 3. Female ambassadors. Y'all quiet. It gets interesting here because you are an ambassador by appointment. See, you can't say, one day when I'm 80, I'll be older. You're an ambassador by appointment. As a matter of fact, the moment you get saved, you should become an ambassador. Say ambassador. Now, so today I want to literally deal with, as I kill this devil called immaturity, the ambassador's mandate. I got to deal with kicking in the head. The ambassador's mandate. Now, let me tell you what an ambassador is. Write the word ambassador in your notes. Y'all okay? An ambassador. Watch this. An accredited, help me. An accredited diplomat. It's quiet in here. An accredited diplomat. Did y'all write that? An accredited diplomat. Did y'all write accredited? I want you to write a little arrow so y'all can make sure y'all taking notes. Accredited means officially recognized. Oh, help me teach, God. This is why we got a whole lot of folk messed up. We have self-appointed ambassadors. You're not accredited. You have no accreditation. An ambassador has to be accredited. You don't get to decide that you're the teacher. You have to have an accreditation. And not official recognition by yourself, your girlfriend, or your boo, your boyfriend, or your side piece. The accreditation has to come from someone who has the authority to accreditate you. Now watch. So it's an accredited diplomat sent by a country, listen, as its official representative to a foreign country. You can't be an ambassador to a thing until you get sent to another place. If I'm the U.S. ambassador, go look it up. They're the U.S. ambassador to France, the U.S. ambassador to China, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, the U.S. ambassador to Turkey, which means that I represent my home country in a foreign country. This is why the moment of salvation should ready you to be an ambassador. To many as received him, to them he gave the right to become, right? I'm not an ambassador yet. I just enrolled in ambassador class. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are. Oh, so once I get led by the Spirit, I become an ambassador. You're not an ambassador just because you want Jesus. You're an ambassador because you're living for him. But we have a whole lot of people who are claiming to be mature who are not being led. Let's go further. So what did I say? I am not from here, but I'm an ambassador here. So once I'm led of the Spirit and I've been regenerated, let's teach a while, my home country is heaven. I'm an ambassador in earth, but my origin is heavenly. This gets interesting because the U.S. ambassador in Iraq literally is protected by the U.S. government. I'm trying. If they get to Iraq and somebody in Iraq wants to act the fool with one person, the whole U.S. government will put their whole military might to go get one person. Because you, country, have fooled with our representative. How much more then? Woo! When I'm here as an ambassador, would not my home country, heaven, protect me and keep me? You think God don't know that somebody on your job is acting a fool? Go ahead and call home about it. But watch this. Lord Jesus, all official communication by an ambassador must take place in the embassy. See, this is why we think that we can fail to assemble ourselves together. This is an embassy. So when you come here, what we do as ambassadors gathered at the embassy is we get an opportunity not only to be on sovereign soil, but we also get an opportunity to communicate through secured lines back to our home country. So I literally get to come to the embassy and there should be secure lines set up for everybody to be able to communicate from the embassy back to their home country without any interference. This is why you got to rebuke the devil in here, because this is the place where we're supposed to have secure lines that have no interference. Don't you interfere with me talking back home. Don't you interfere with me trying to get a word back to my home country. That means there can be no schism in here. Y'all in here. They're an official representative. Say official. They're accredited. Say accredited. Now watch this. Here's the interesting thing about an ambassador. Because I told you I got to whoop this immaturity. The ambassador represents, speaks for, and advertises their home country. No wonder we got problems. Because we got people claiming to be ambassadors. And I know for sure, ain't no way in the world you are representing heaven like that. Represent. Represent. Say represent. Watch this. Represent. To be a representative, to represent, that means you must take the presentation of heaven and represent it. Present again. So, you mean to tell me that heaven looked like some of these churches? Heaven looked like your inbox? Does heaven look like your closet? Would you walk around heaven all day in that? I thought we was representing. Would you think it's strange, brothers, if you get to heaven and you saw Jesus in that outfit, chest out, flexing his muscles with them skinny jeans? With 12, 13 gold chains showing his curly chest hairs. What y'all looking at me like that for? That's how we dress. I thought we were representatives. You walking around trying to be sexy saved. You take your after church look, take your after church picture, and it starts out. Then all of a sudden, what we doing? What we representing? What advertisement was that? What's your product? How you go from what we doing? What we doing? Cause it ain't gonna take long before you. What you looking at me like that for? But we're supposed to be ambassadors. And then when your child do it, you want to beat them. I can't believe it. Don't be bringing that in here. Wait a minute. They got it from you. I know. I feel the atmosphere. Move on, Bishop. No. Three things. Number one, the ambassador must be approved. The ambassador must be approved. 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 Would God approve of you? Well, you know, this is the other thing. I'm still working on it. For how long? No, for real. God know my heart. And that should scare you. That should really bother you. That statement should make you go, oh God, you know my heart. Jesus Christ. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The ambassador must be approved. Say approved. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. Verse 2. But after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amid much opposition. Verse 3, watch. For our exhortation does not come from error or impurity or by way of deceit. Y'all see what they said their source was? It wasn't from error. It wasn't from impurity. It wasn't deceit. Now, this is important. Go back to verse 2. It said that they had much opposition. Y'all see that at the end of verse 2? They could endure because they had the right heart. See, you can't endure when you ain't approaching this thing right. They say in verse 3, our exhortation did not come from error and impurity or by way of deceit. Here's verse 4. Here's the key. But just as we have been, what's the next word? Approved. Just as we have been approved by who? God. To be what? Interested. With the gospel. Stop. Now remember my point. The ambassador must be approved. They said, listen, before we went out here, God approved us. That word approved means tested. God tested us and then trusted us with the gospel because of our testing. Every time you go through, ambassadors, God is saying, can you handle this? Because what happens, you like, Lord, give me answers. He says, see, I tried to tell you what it was going to take to bring your blood pressure down, and you didn't listen to that instruction. So I can't trust you with what it's going to take for healing. I can't trust you because I tried to see all you had to do was eliminate one food. You wouldn't do that. Now you want me to teach you about laying on hands? I will not. Because I tested you and you can't be trusted. I gave you one little prophetic word. You put it on Facebook. I ain't talking no more. Because I tested you and you can't be trusted. I told you exactly why your boss acts the way they do. You went to work the next day and told them what I said. I tested you. You can't be trusted. I gave you more money than you worked for. You blew it. Now you need $10. But I tested you with $10,000. You can't be trusted. See, some of us right there need to go ahead and repent. Because I just done come down somebody's street. I come down somebody's street. Lord, you tested me and I couldn't be trusted. Can you give me another chance, please? Oh, his grace is sufficient. Can you give me another chance, please? I promise you, Lord, I'll do it right this time. My bad. I thought I had it. I thought I could do it. I thought I had all the skills. But when it really came in my life, I figured out that I wasn't as mature as I thought I was. I thought I was ready. I really did. I thought I was ready for marriage until I got married, y'all. I thought I was ready to be the CEO until I got the job. I thought I was ready for increase until the increase came. And now I'm stressed out over the blessing that I prayed for. But God, help me to be mature, because I got to understand that in order for me to move forward, in order for the people who are watching me not to fail, in order for my children not to make the same mistakes that I made, I got to get approved. I don't know if you've ever gone in to get a pre-approval letter for a house. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll say, listen. We can't approve you now, y'all. It's not that you can't have a house. I just can't approve you now. And what they'll do is they'll pull a credit report. Y'all hear my? They'll pull a report and they'll say, your credit needs to come up 10 points. You need to pay off this. And you need to pay off that. Don't you get no other credit card. Not when you're trying to get approved. Y'all. You got to get on a new pattern. Glory to God. You got to follow a new regimen in order to be approved. Y'all got to understand, God is saying to somebody in here, it is not that you can't get approved for it. But if you want to get approved, God is about to tell you everywhere where you got to make changes. Your attitude needs to come up 10 points. Your prayer life needs to increase by another 20 minutes. Your study habits have to get more mature. Because if you want healing, it's going to take maturity. If you want reconciliation, it's going to take maturity. If you want healthy children, it's going to take maturity. But in order to be mature, you got to get approved. What they said is the reason that we can handle the trouble is because we've been tested. I've been tested. That's why I'm not complaining about them trying to kill me for the gospel. I've been trusted with the gospel. I've been trusted. I'm an approved ambassador. So when I get here, because I've been tested, I'm going to say what my home country says, help me. When I get here, because I've been tested, I represent my home country. I fly no other flag but the one of heaven. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong right now in 2022. This is what's wrong. Let me tell you, we're trying to fly everybody's flag. You're trying to be happy with everybody. You're trying to be, somebody gonna be mad. Somebody gonna be mad. Somebody not gonna like God's standards. Somebody gonna say it's old school. Somebody gonna call you conservative. Somebody gonna call you a hypocrite. But for God, I live. It costs too much for me to carry this gospel. It costs too much for me to stand on this word. And I love God too much for me to go away from my testing. He has brought me too far for me to give up because it's unpopular. It's going to be unpopular. Stacy, they're going to have to not like me. Because lines are being drawn in the sand, Orlando. They're not gonna like it. I can't believe you still doing that. Why aren't you modernizing? Last I knew, my home country don't need modernization. Costs too much for me to carry this. It costs too much for me to get here. It costs too much for me to be in my right mind. It costs too much for me to still be breathing. It costs too much for me to give him praise. You can't sway me. You're not gonna make me turn my back on my king. He's been too good. He's been too kind. He's been too wonderful. He's been too merciful. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul. Come what may. Call me what you want. Say what you want. But for God I live. And for God I die. Call this church what you want. But this is the embassy of God. Say what you want. 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 They did it to Jesus. Ain't this the carpenter? Go ahead. You about to miss me thinking I'm just a carpenter.
Oh, I feel something there.
Ain't that Mary's boy? Go ahead. Call me Mary's boy. You about to miss. miss me, because the Bible said, Ganey, that he could do no miracles there. See, that's what has happened in the church. We've lost honor for the ambassadors. And now you can't get out of the ambassadors what's in the ambassador. Y'all can say what y'all want about me. Is that little sir? Say what you want. Is that Shirley's boy? Say what you want. But God has put something in me. You ought to be sick of being normal. You ought to be sick of trying to fit in. The Bible says I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a peculiar people. He called me out of darkness. Say what you want. Ain't that the young kid used to work at the city? Ain't that the young boy who used to go to UD? I heard something about him. Hear what you want. But God has done something in me. I walk with the supernatural. Y'all, burden lifting, yoke destroying, power. Bishop, that sound arrogant. I'm an ambassador. See, that's what you miss. I'm an ambassador. I represent my home country. I don't walk into a foreign land weak. I walk into a foreign land representing the entire country. I need Bible. As he is, so are we in this world. I'm like him. Be holy, for I am holy. I'm like him. He thought it not robbery. I'm like him. I think like him. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to heal like him. I want to... See, Elder Lila, that's where we... But when they start turning their nose up, they don't understand your testimony. See, because inevitably, y'all look at somebody, you know, like Elder Lila and Deke, and, you know, next to through many dangers seen and unseen, we've already come, they pictures right there. If that... That's, I know their testimony. And so when she gets to saying something to you about you can make it and you can take it, don't be looking at her like, girl, you don't understand. Man, gone somewhere. I'm an ambassador. I done been through wars that you ain't even been through yet. I done seen things that you ain't even seen yet. So if I can tell you, if God be for you, somebody shout, I've been tested. So now I know some of y'all are like, Bishop, I failed. So it's okay. It's okay. You failed the test. Just be honest. It's okay. Retakes are available. Retakes. But this time when you take it with the knowledge of the last test. Oh, you thought you had me right here last time. This is the spot where I tripped up. Oh, this is the conversation where I slipped. Bet you I won't do it twice. Oh, around this corner is about to come a devil. I bet you I'll go the other way this time. Because you tried to get me this. You tried to make me mess up, but I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. Y'all sit down. I ain't through. An ambassador got to be approved. Somebody right there should have said, my bad, God, my bad. My bad. My bad, God. I thought I had that thing. Thought I had that thing. Then I was messing around. I was about to drop out of school because I failed a test. And why drop out when your tuition been paid? Kim, if I've been bought with a price, see, okay, I can see I'm going to have to give it to y'all where y'all can understand it. I'm going to have to give it to you where I can make real good sense to you. Uh-huh. When I was in my undergrad, I was in my undergrad and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, Davon. I wasn't in my undergrad. I was on a full ride, tuition, room, board, meal plan, books, and an internship. But I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. I know all y'all always done the right thing, but I wasn't doing it. I was on full ride. And grades came out. And I got a call. You need to come see me. Got a call, yes, by Kathleen Henderson at the time. She called me. She needed to see me. Came into Kathleen Henderson's office, and she proceeded to tell me what my GPA was. Let's just say, my semester GPA was subpar. It wasn't a 3. It wasn't a 2.0. It wasn't a 2.0. It wasn't a 1.8. It wasn't a 1.5. She said, Mr. Lyons, you just got a 1.2. Oh, I was doing plenty. She said, I wasn't doing nothing. I was doing plenty. I just wasn't doing none of the right things. I was real busy. My time was very occupied. I was doing a lot. It just didn't involve going to class or writing any papers or doing any homework. See, I'm about to get somebody free. Now she said, now listen here. You got a 1.2. And we're going to put you on probation. Now you got a full scholarship. Don't you lose your scholarship. Y'all missed it. She didn't take it. She told me I was in danger. Probation was grace. See, y'all feel. Now, here's the thing. Probation told me that if I continue in that behavior, it was going to have a problem. But guess what probation didn't do? Oh, I'm about to get somebody free. This is it. I'm about to be out of time. I had 2 more points. Let me tell y'all what probation didn't do. Probation did not change what was available for me to do. Just because they put me on probation didn't mean that I couldn't do what I was doing that put me in jeopardy to begin with. All of the opportunity for wrongdoing remained. It didn't go nowhere. Everything I was doing was still there. None of that changed. What had to change was me. See, we often want God to put, watch this, restraint on the adversary. No, God is trying to restrain us. So she said, listen, now watch, I got one more thing to say. She said, I'm going to put you on probation. And I need you to take the same class. Because you need this class for your major. But I'm not going to let you wait till next year. You about to take this class during the summer. See, y'all. See, Lord, I do whatever you say. Cool. Give up the time to get it right. Because here's what I figured out. The class wasn't hard. I just wasn't focused. Marriage is hard. No, marriage ain't hard. Because God doesn't give us something that's supposed to be beautiful and then make it difficult. would God say it's not good for man to be alone and then make not being alone terrible? Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. Why would God say it's not good that man should be alone? And then we get with somebody like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. No, it's hard because, watch this, the flesh is weak. And you tried to get married fleshly. You cute girl, that ain't enough. You cute ain't enough. Bro, you got a good job. That ain't enough. Good jobs, looks, and all that, that's not enough. Now, she can contour and look cute. That ain't enough. You can put on a wig and look cute. Come on, that ain't enough. Come on now, you can save and have money. That ain't enough. He bought me all of this. Girl, man, if you with him because he bought you something, man. And that's when stuff start going crazy. Because we've been taught to ask the wrong questions. Our patterns have been bad. And all of a sudden, we're in trouble. So I took the same class. Again. And she literally told me, the summer professor is harder. I'm thinking to myself, now I went in with fear. I did. He was a military programmer from Wright Pat. And I was like, oh God. Oh God. And the first class, he said, listen, you're overthinking. This should be easy for you. He said, the reason that you didn't pass, two problems. Number one, you didn't apply yourself. Number two, you were trying to do the work the way everybody else does it, and you have to do it your way. He said, you're a musician. You're creative. This is about algorithms. How it approaches you, that's how I want you to write the code. I said, you mean there's more? Wait. He said, there's one solution. There's one solution. So there's one way. There's one way to get you to the solution. But don't try to approach that way the way everybody else is. Yeah, I got a 4.0 in that class. Not because, listen, I'm not trying to tell y'all, oh, he's smart, he got a 4.0 in computer programming. No. Part of that 4.0 was me figuring out I'm about to lose. And see, here's the thing. Some of you are losing right now because you don't want what winning would give you bad enough. I was unwilling to lose my scholarship. Are you unwilling to lose the covering of the blood? You can't lose the covering of the blood. You can certainly walk out from under it. You can walk right on away. And if you don't believe that, ask the rich young ruler. See, it's uncomfortable in here. Ask the rich young, if you don't believe you can walk away from what's right in front of you, ask the rich young ruler. What will it take to follow me? Sell everything. I'm not willing. Did Jesus be like, okay, I don't really mean everything, just 75%. He was just like, no, I said everything. You don't want to do everything? And Jesus kept moving. Guess who we don't hear no more about? The rich young ruler. Put up 2 Corinthians 5:20, Melita. I'll go to the Malachi. Look at this. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were making an appeal. What's that next word? Who? Through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ be reconciled to God. Write this down next to that. I'm done. The ambassador must keep your path clear. God is making his appeal. He desires to make his appeal through you. Through. Think about this for a second. Are you clean enough for God to speak through? We're an ambassador. And God wants to make his appeal through you. Not by you, through you. Through you. Have you ever... We had to have our main drain snaked at the house one time. And they were trying to figure out if I had a tree root in the main drain. Anybody got a house? You've had tree roots? And so he brought a camera and put it down into my main drain. And because I'm a nerd, I was down there watching. I was all down in the screen trying to see what's going on. And if you've ever seen your main drain, it can be a disgusting place. Everything you flush, all in the main drain, can be a disgusting endeavor. And I'm looking at all of this. Your main drain, though, is not where you ingest. You don't drink from the main drain. When you turn on the faucet, you're not getting water from that drain. If what I saw on that camera is what came through my sink, I die. But many of us, your exit is the same drain. You're asking God to make an appeal through a filthy pipe. That is nasty. Make it clear, Bishop. Okay, I will. You won't repent, but you want God to use you? You want to keep sleeping around, but you want God to use you? You're a thief. You want God to use you. Now, wait. Well, I'm not a preacher, so I'm still working. We need God to get up. See, y'all missed it. This whole premise that you think you only need Jesus if you're a preacher, you need Jesus to drive down Main Street. And you're supposed to be, listen, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, all of us. Not the deacons, the elders, and the bishops, all of us. God wants to make an appeal through us. Can he? Is somebody going to look at your life and go, nah, you don't mean it? If you went on my Facebook and last night I was at Insert Club here, throwing dollars at the strippers with a shot glass in one hand and a joint in the other. Why are y'all looking at me like that? And then I show up in church. And wait, I gotta help us. I show up with the same notes I got today. Same notes. Watch this. What we're being told, Touchstone, is that we need to overlook my last night. Pray for me because I'm just a man. But I'm not. And neither are any of us. Yes. You're supposed to be ambassadors. Yes. That's it. Let's not even get to teachers. James tells me about that. Woe unto you teachers. Higher condemnation. Nobody. That sounds too harsh. No, that's real. God's trying to make an appeal through you. Well, I'm just not ready then. Remember what I said about being immature? Immaturity is never intended to be a permanent condition. Your lack of readiness is a decision. Your lack of readiness is a decision. You're not ready because you don't want to get ready. So stop asking for grown person blessings when you got an immature life. I know that. You praying grown prayers and you live like a baby. Got grown prayers. Your prayers is grown. Huh? Heal my body, Lord. Heal my body. Keep me in my right mind, Jesus. Now y'all looking at me real funny, but when I was like 8, I didn't pray heal my body. Keep me in my right mind. Why y'all looking at me like that? You know what I prayed for when I was like 8 years old? A Transformer watch. My birthday coming up, God, and please help my daddy get me the one Transformer watch. Just the one I want. Just the watch, Lord, please. That was it. Because I didn't know nothing about healed in my body. For what? My body was fine. I ran real fast, especially when I had on gym shoes. See, y'all got to understand. I broke my arm in 4 places below the elbow at 6 years old and never prayed. Y'all missed it. Because the child's mind is not there. I didn't pray. I ran it underwater. Because as a little boy, water and spit fixes everything. I was a boy's boy. I ran it underwater and it kept hurting, so I licked my arm. Because I'm a boy. And when neither one of those things worked, V, I slept on it for 3 days. I slept on that arm for 3 days because I didn't want to tell my mama that I had broke my arm. Yes. How'd you break your arm, Bishop? Playing Spider-Man. Yes. But no time. During the break, during the water, during any of that, at no time did I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal my arm. Because that's not what the immature pray. I was praying like, Lord, don't let my mama find out. That would have been a statement. Lord, if my mama find out, it's all bad. She going to know that I was playing with, I wasn't supposed to be. Oh, she told me not to be playing rough at school. God, that's all that matter. But you're grown and you praying grown prayers, but you got an immature life. You want to play with toys, but you want to also lay hands with the hands that play with toys. All right. Say, Lord, help me get mature. I needed to end this word right in this posture. I need y'all to be sober right there. Because some of us are just immature. A dance is good. It's wonderful. I love it. But that ain't your solution. It's not your solution. It's not. When you're trying to learn to communicate with your children, like communicate in today's day and age, when your babies go out here and they're teaching them Alice training, we didn't know nothing about run, hide, and fight when I was little. So now you get little kids who come home traumatized, like, mommy, today they taught us if somebody comes in that we're supposed to throw the books at them and find the scissors and stab them. Or the older kids that I taught high school age, where they would come in and the officers would say, if you see the babies trampled, just grab as many of them as you can and throw them over your shoulder. Just run for dear life. Run away from the bullets. Pick up all the little babies. Go across the street. Hide in the woods. This is what our kids are being taught. Then they come home and talk to you. And you still got video game faith. You're no more mature than they are. Mommy, I'm scared to go to school. Your solution is to cuss out the teacher. That's immature. They're supposed to be able to look at us and go, I want to be like you when I grow up. Mommy taught me how to pray. Daddy taught me how to pray. Mommy taught me what a slip was. Daddy taught me how to polish my shoes. Mommy taught me how to be tasteful. Daddy taught me how to open doors. I learned my definition of what a lady is from my mommy. My father taught me what a man is. The first man to give me flowers. Come on, this is how it should be. The first man to give me flowers was my daddy. The first man to take me on a date. Oh, y'all. Mommy helped me pick out my first dress. Mommy showed me how to walk in heels. Instead, what they get from us? Club pictures. Malicious gossip. Clapbacks. Going live to tell people off. Then they got to go to school and hear something like this. My mommy told me that your mommy was on Facebook last night cussing out your daddy. Don't think it don't happen. It's how you set patterns. It's how you set patterns. Let this house be a house of ambassadors where our patterns permeate and where people go, oh, there's God. That's what Jesus would do. That's, when they see you in your business, oh, that's the way the Lord would handle that. When they see you at work, that's how the Lord would operate. Don't get all special and spooky holy here. Use a nasty, low-down backbiter at work. Father, I thank you. I honor you. Help us get these patterns right, Lord. Lord, I pray that something I said here help somebody. I pray that their ears were open to hear it. That we'll check our immaturities at the door and be mature. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap those hands. How many of you guys got stretched today? Two things. Right before we give, I need to do something here. Y'all right? Y'all right? Gotta get your patterns right. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Some of you often ask me, like, Bishop, you don't never ask nobody to join the church. I don't. If you want to be a part of what we're doing here, you want to enter into covenant with us, please feel free. Ask one of the leaders. They'll point you in the right direction. We want people to be saved, but being saved and being a member is two different things. It's two very different things. We've had several people who asked, so I want to make sure that's clear. It's not that I don't, because I don't believe in church membership, but I do believe in covenant. I'm a member of the Y. You can be a member of UDF. You know, you can get your UDF membership card where you get 6 cents off a gallon. You should. It's free. Go get your 6 cents. Gas is expensive. All right? But covenant is different. It says we're in this together. We have two people today that have entered into covenant with us. One, Elder Erica Daniel. Stand to your feet. And number two, Lyrics Nooks. Come on, Lyric. Thank you guys so much. That's mama and daughter. Beautiful. Ain't neither one of them got good sense. Which means they fit in just perfect. Grateful for you. I'm grateful for what you guys have done. They've been working already. Amen. And I'm grateful for that. Before you leave, after we've dismissed, go say hi to them. Go say hey to them. Say what's up. You know, ask them how they doing. Ask Lyric what color her hair is going to be next. You know, something. I'm waiting on the white tips, Lyric. That's all I'm waiting on. That's all I'm ready when you are. That's when we take our picture. I'm not taking a picture with you till the tips is white. She says she want white tips at the bottom of her braids. That's when we take our picture. Because somebody going to have an attitude about it. And let's do it. Let's take the picture. Y'all pray for your bishop. I love you all. I appreciate you. A merry heart's good like a medicine. We got to laugh in between going, ooh, ooh. Got to laugh in between it. Because if you don't, just feel like you took a bunch of body blows. And we did. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So, Bishop Designate Ganey is going to come. We're going to give. And then we'll get ready to dismiss. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon, and welcome, welcome. The beauty I see in this room right now, God has some amazing things for you. He has some amazing things for you. Let us all please stand. We're going to worship right now in our giving. We ask that you follow the hospitality team. They will lead you to the front after the babies, and then we ask that you come back to your seats so we may be dismissed as a family. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Father, first of all, we thank you for what you've done this weekend, Father. You have truly came and rested the Holy Spirit over this place, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for every teacher. We thank you, Father, for our bishop who stands strong in your word, Father. We thank you for the gifts that you have given us, Father, to be able to edify your kingdom. So, Lord, we take these gifts. We ask, Father, that you bless each and every person, Father, that is represented under your household of faith, Father. Continue, Father, to be with them, show them, and love on them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have an awesome week.
Standing to your feet. Everybody standing to your feet. Now I'm going to challenge you to apply this word. Amen. Apply this word. This week, I really want you to ask yourself this question. Ask the Lord. Lord, show me everywhere I'm immature. Show me every area in my life that is not full grown. That's what being immature is. This is not fully grown. Show me every area in my life that is not fully grown. But I want you to hear this. Show me every demonic seed that I've let grow too much. Because you got some spiritual stuff that's immature, and you got some demonic stuff that's overgrown. I need somebody to just tell yourself, this is uprooting week. This is uprooting week. Come on, this is uprooting week. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I honor you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer. Come on, greet our new covenant members together. Come on, love on somebody before you leave. Have a wonderful week.
Marketplace Movement is still spreading the gospel virtually live every Sunday morning and Wednesday night. All you have to do is tune in during these times. So come and check us out and get the word on these platforms. Just download the Boxcast app on your Roku, Apple TV, and Fire Stick TV. You can watch us on your favorite social media or watch us at themarketplacemovement.online.church or our church website, themarketplacemovement.com, view worship. The Marketplace Movement, where we continue to reach, enhance, and advance lives.